Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. How is everybody? The world is mad and I love living in it, eh? How about you? How are you feeling about it? You're not feeling good, I imagine so. Who gives a shit, right? A few things to promote before we start this episode. October 15th, Calgary, Alberta. We will be at Yuck Yucks throwing another roast battle. Calgary versus Edmonton. I am team Edmonton. Brett Forte, team Calgary. We go head to head. I'm going to be battling a friend and foe that evening. Should be great. Should be great. I felt like I had a great performance last time, you know, came out the gate. Felt good about it. Felt lovely about it. Lost in the final. Lost in the final to a bunch of race traders. October 23rd, I will be in Lethbridge at Good Times. If you're looking for tickets for either of these events, dangercatchshop.com. In the sidebar, there is a subgenre. I don't know what to call it. There's a link you can click, man. That'll say fucking tickets on it. You can pick up some tickets to the show, buddy. Fuck. Check her out, man. Great show ahead of us today. I got my notes written. We're ready. You know, I hate these people that always say, oh, I just click the mic on, bro, and I just fucking talk, man. Me and my buddies, everybody wants to start a podcast, right? Everybody feels like their friend group deserves a podcast. I'm here to tell you that you don't, all right? Shut it down. No one cares. Me and my bros are so funny, bro. No, you're not, okay? And no, I don't want you on my show. Quit asking. Quit asking me.
Hey, I'm a pretty funny guy. I'm a plumber. Why don't I come on your show and talk with you?
I would rather not. You know what I mean? Like, that's a 2-minute conversation tops, and it doesn't get interesting from there.
I got funny stories.
Do you, though? To who? Let's break this down. Who are you funny to, okay? You're not, okay? You're a deadbeat just like myself. And I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to, you know, like, am I wrong for saying this? Am I an asshole for saying this? Of course I am. But I just don't, like, I got to fill an hour of just, like, dragging a conversation out of you. You know how tiring that is? You ever sat there and listened to your girlfriend tell you a story? That's how I would feel in that conversation. I got to pretend I'm interested because then how are we going to make this episode interesting? I got to make this guy interesting.
This one time, my buddy went to the bar and he drank 15 beers and puked on his own shoes.
That's great. You know what I did a few times? You want to know a few stories of mine? One time, I thought it was a brilliant idea to go to a stranger's house who wanted to play out a fantasy called the Anonymous Cum Slut. All right? I don't know if I told that story on here. I definitely have. That's definitely one. But yeah, that's what I've done. All right? So I don't care about your buddy puking on his own shoes because he had too many porn stars when he was 19 years old. All right? It's just not up my alley. I don't give a fuck. Come to the plate with a story like the Anonymous Cum Slut, and then we can talk. Why do you think the last interview I think on this podcast was with a hooker? You ain't topping that.
I'm a laborer out on the pipeline. Why don't you let me tell you some pipeline stories?
We're good. You think these guys that sit in a fucking pickup all day talking about pipeline stories, that listen to this shit out on the pipeline, want more pipeline stories while they're sitting in the truck? No, I would never do that to you guys. I've got too much respect for the listener to ever bring on some asshole to chew up dead air. You know what I mean? I'm not that much of a prick. If you guys were pissing me off, let's say I was starting to get called a faggot a little too much, then maybe we might be bringing a pipeliner on here to tell pipeline stories. And I'll pretend to be as interested as possible, and that'll be a fucking nosedive of an episode. Nosedive. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to start getting hit with some DMs. You faggot. You won't do it, faggot. And this episode is now demonetized by YouTube for ripping a faggot right earlier, you know? Oh, you can't say that. What are you doing saying words like that? Yeah, so October 15th, Calgary, Alberta, roast battles. Edmonton versus Calgary should be a great night. And then the following weekend, we will be in Lethbridge at Good Times. Tickets are on our website at dangercatshop.com. Should be some great shows. It'll be me, myself, Sam Walker, and Brett Forte heading down to Lethbridge as well. In the weekend earlier, we're all battling one another. So we get to shit down one another's throats and make an example out of them. We got a great fan question, too, today. This one is wild, okay? I don't want to ruin it, because it's, if I give any premise of it at all, it just involves death and coming in another woman, okay? Somehow they're all related, all right? Somehow I'll tie it all together at when it comes in the second half of this episode. I'm really enjoying the fan questions. Please keep DMing them. I love sifting through and finding one for every week. I will once I'm slowly getting ahead in life, so hopefully one day I'll be able to get a producer in here and be able to do some cooler shit, like, I don't know, taking video submissions and playing them throughout the podcast to, air your question as we're on here. That'd be fucking sweet. That'd be sweet, wouldn't it? I'd be into that. I'm going to I got a little extra cake, so I'm going to remodel this old girl, put some new lighting in it. You know what? This is boring. This is fucking pipeline story talk. Nobody gives a shit. Let's get into the episode, all right? Amazing headline that I couldn't let this one slip past me. Why are you talking about the news so much lately? Because it is fucking Talibananas out there. It is getting crazy. We can all admit that. I think at this point in time, we can all admit that it is getting Talibananas in the streets of fucking Canada, U.S., all over the world. Everybody's going a little fucking Talibananas. Listen, here, I'm going to read the headline. I don't know if any of you guys see this. Truly horrific, USA Today says. Man gets 10 years for stabbing woman with semen-filled syringe. Wow. A man was sentenced to 10 years in prison after prosecutors say he stabbed a woman with a syringe filled with semen at a Maryland grocery store. What the hell is going on in Maryland? You know what I mean? That's wild. Where are you at in life where you're sitting there thinking to yourself, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to come into a syringe. Is it his cum? I got too many questions that they're not answering. Surveillance showed a woman. Oh, the guy's name is, where'd it go? Oh, shit. Thomas Stemmen. Not far off. One T away from being Thomas Seaman. That would have been actually hilarious if his last name was Seaman. 52 years old, was sentenced in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court on Tuesday on charges of first and second degree assault in February 2020 incident. Oh, this happened in 2020? I'm late to the party on this? He's just getting sentenced to this? Or they just caught him? Shut up and read the article. Incident at a Churchton, Maryland, at a supermarket in Churchton, Maryland, said the attorneys and Colt Lightis in a statement. He entered an Alford plea, meaning he pled guilty without admitting to committing the crime, and his jail time will be followed by 5 years of probation. The defendant's actions were truly horrific. He intentionally went out into our community with the goal of assaulting unsuspecting women. What are you laughing at this for? This is good. They received a tip that led to the stemming. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Where are you at in life that this is a good idea? This is entertainment for you, you know? Like, I understand that there's some fucking mouth breathers that watch this that, I don't know. This is the peak of your entertainment for some of you. Not all of you. For some, okay? Now, this guy, he's like floors above you. This wouldn't scratch his itch. He's not turning on the Uncle Hack podcast and listening to this and be like, all right, that urge to go and do something stupid has now been scratched. The urge to go and come into a syringe. I don't know why I'm like doing the hand gesture, jerking off. And stab a woman in the ass with the semen. What? Like what? That is fucking wild. Where? How do you get there? That's what I want to know. Like, how does your brain tell you that this is what we're going to do for fun today? You know, I've had some stupid ideas. Like for instance, the anonymous cum slut. Totally consensual, I may add. I didn't show up with needles full of my own cum, or maybe somebody else's cum. Can you imagine if it's somebody else's cum? How did he get his hands on somebody else's cum? Jesus Christ. How are we getting here? This guy, where's the photo of him? We need to see a pic of this guy. What's he look like? Let's see this. I'm just going to try and find another photo of this gentleman. And we're going to see, like, is this somebody that you see and you're like, yeah, you know, you just kind of shrug it off. You'd be like, yeah, fuck, you know, he looks like a guy that kind of do that. You know, there's some guys probably in your hometown that you look at and you'd be like, I could see him doing that, you know. Here we go. That the syringes in his car were filled with semen. Oh my God. So there was multiple needles filled with cum sitting in his car. This guy is a fucking cum bandit. That's what he is. He's out here slinging hot needles and jizz into fucking these bitches. Wow. So that'll make you feel good today to know that you're not out there doing that. That's always good. That's always nice to know that you're not rock bottom. You know, you're not doing this. You're not the best guy in the world, but you're not the worst. You know, you didn't show up to the grocery store of all places. Why the grocery store? What are you doing stabbing women in the ass with syringes full of fucking cum at the grocery store? This seems like a nightclub activity, you know? I don't know about you, but like I've never went trolling in the grocery store for pussy, you know? It's not my first location to go. I mean, I guess if he's looking for women to be the culprit, you know, who does the most shopping in your household? Certainly not us. Like us dudes, where are we at? We're in the frozen food section. When you walk in, the first thing that's usually right there is what? The fruits, the vegetables. You as a guy, you're protected. You know the drill. Straight to the frozen foods. We're getting corn dogs, some hot dogs. Aisle over, you got the chips. You got the mix. Your pop to some people. Then you go an aisle over. You get a couple boxes of your favorite cereal because we're still children inside of our own head. We can't get past the fact that I need to wake up and have a nice crisp bowl of fucking Fruity Pebbles. You know what I mean? That's a fella. Now these poor ladies are, you know, this on most aisles or most entrances. Where do you got on the right hand side, right there when you walk in? Most grocery stores that I go to, anyways, boom, it's always the produce. The produce is right at the front or on the other entry. You have your bread, you know, you have your baked goods, right? The deli is right there. Gentlemen are usually in the middle of the grocery store getting everything that we don't have to cook. We were safe in this. Plus, I don't feel like a guy like this is going to be stabbing a man in the ass with his cum. Imagine being the guy that got stabbed in the ass with that. You know, see, like a lady could shake this off. You know, we'd find sympathy. We do. Like, this is horrific. This is awful that this woman, but it, let's flip the script. Say a gentleman's standing there, and he takes a needle in the ass, filled to the brim with this dude's cum. All right. Gentlemen, time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code PODCAST69. Get 15% off your order. Brand new items now in stock. How about that? We will have a restock of flags and stickers coming very shortly. That should be exciting. That should be exciting. Also, patreon.com/dangercat69 roast battle volume 1 is now available on the Patreon. That's right, we filmed the event. It is now available on the Patreon. You can watch it on there. You get this episode that you're listening to right now 48 hours earlier, and also there is an extra episode waiting for you right now. You can become a Danger Dong exec producer of the show, have your name roll in the credits at the end of the show, and down in the description down below, we'll put your name there too, because you're helping me produce this motherfucker. You hear me? But yeah, anyways, back to the episode. I'm not saying this incident is funny, okay? We're toying with it, all right? We're flipping the script a little bit. We're rewriting it. We're Tarantino in this bitch, you know? We're being a time traveler. Let's just say a man gets stabbed in the ass with this syringe. You know, for the rest of that gentleman's life, he is forever going to be made fun of this. These horrific incidences that happen to gentlemen like ourselves, our friends, are fucking pricks. They are. They're assholes. Not a single one of them is a good guy where you like, yeah. If something like this happened, this is used as ammunition against you. Not right out of the gate. But somebody's going to crack that egg, and forever, your existence will be made fun of. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. I know I'm not wrong. I fucking hang out with guys. Let's use me, okay? We'll use me. It's easier to make fun of yourself, right? So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, as the video shows right here, it's like the loading area. You know where they put the carts at the beginning? She's walking, bam, gets hit. Let's say Hack, grabbing a cart, homeboy decides to hit me with the cum needle. I know for the rest of my days on this planet, I will forever be made fun of for this. No matter how I play it, no matter how I spin it, I'm done, all right? And it'll be like some, like just not even a well-thought-out nickname. Those ones always sting the worst, you know? Those ones always gut punch. It'll be like old fucking, hey, there's old cum needle right there. And it's those stupid names. Like, it's, to put it into perspective, it's like when you get a new haircut and you show up to the job site and they just call you haircut. Yeah, there. Yeah, like, where'd I leave? On the haircut. You come in with a new haircut. These guys are ripping you a new ass because they're sitting there telling you, oh, hey, haircut. Look at old haircut over there. Look at old haircut. Oh, dude, I was just talking about it last night. It's like when I cut the mullet off. You know, I thought I was doing a nice thing for once. I didn't look like a ratty fucking just walked out of a goddamn trailer park dive bar. Felt good about myself. My confidence was through the roof, threw up a pic, cut the mullet. And it was just a barrage, a tidal wave, if you will, of insults. Hey, faggot. And the insults were great. You know, I can't discredit any of you that took a shot and it landed. They hit. I got fucking pieced up. That was a 3-piece fucking meal and I had to eat all of it. It was shoveled right up my ass is what happened there. You know? That's what would happen. You know, if you experience this style of trauma, you're in for a rough ride. You know, you almost got to leave. You got to leave your town. You got to leave your family. You got to leave everything behind. You got to disappear. You got to start all over again. Does it suck? Yeah, it does suck. It sucks. It sucks really bad, you know? Jesus, something of this magnitude, if I had to go through that, it's done. I'm all, you know? That gunshot would echo through all of Alberta. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, that's the type of gentleman that I hang around. I don't know about you. I'm assuming most of you, if you had to experience something like this, you would definitely be going through the same shit. You know, your friends would be giving you the roughest time. You'd almost want to get stabbed twice just to, you know, you'd have to kill this guy. You would. You'd have to. That's the only way of getting out of that. You know what I mean? Then you have, you got a murder underneath your belt. They know you're capable of it. So then they're like, yeah, fuck, don't bring that up. Don't, whatever you do, don't bring that up. He killed the guy, stabbed him in the ass with a cum needle, and he fucking murked him in a goddamn grocery store. You know, like, he's out of his mind. That's the only way. But if you, like, cuck out a little bit and be like, yeah, I was traumatized. Yeah, the wolves will see a sheep, you know, and I don't mean that, like, oh, you fucking sheep, what are you going to get the vaccine? What are you scared of the vaccine? What if this comes out and if it cures COVID? What if this guy's nutsack is just has the, holy shit, what a turn of events that would be. Like, this is more effective than the Pfizer. This guy's fucking phallus fucking stroked out cock. His phallus. Instead of Pfizer, we have phallus. You imagine that? Holy shit. That'd be some earth-shattering stuff. The ego of man would be through the roof. We've got the COVID cure right at the tip of our cock. God, that would shake the fucking walls. That would then again prove why we are the number one gender. That would then again prove why we are the best to ever fucking do it, you know? Not only does this thing that's between my legs piss excellence, not only, it has magic fucking curing cum inside of these nuts. Inside of these nuts, global pandemic happening, I got the cure right in these pills. Give them a squeeze. Play with it a little. Let's have some fun. I'll give you the vaccine right here, lady. God damn, that would, oh boy, we would, what are you going to do? How are you going to top us? How are you ever going to take down the number one gender if we find out this asshole that was running around stabbing women in the ass with his cum needles just cured COVID? Holy shit, that would melt minds. Feminism, that'd be the end of feminism. There's no more you can do. It's done. We're not equal. We are superior. We are gods at this point. We possess a pandemic crushing substance just in our fucking testicles. Just for waking up, you know, just for waking up and being us again, we win. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. God. Well, I don't understand why I'm not on the head of the CDC. I'd figure this out. Maybe this guy's onto something. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe this guy's not a criminal after all. Just saying. What are you talking? I'm like, hey. Hear me out. Let's run some analysis on this bitch. Let's figure it out. Let's see what happens here. All right? Has she got COVID? Let's monitor her whole being for the next 3 months. Maybe. What's this dick's name? Maybe Thomas knows something we don't. And as a scientist, holy shit, this is where a lot of you dropped off. There's probably listeners now, they're not riding this one out. They're like, holy shit, he's lost his fucking mind. sees an article about a woman getting stabbed in the ass with this guy's fucking, this jerk off runs in there. The description of this is so funny. As she returned her shopping cart, the woman says that Stemmen bumped into her and shoved a needle into her in her buttocks. She was unaware of the needle at the time, but felt pain immediately. She asked the attacker if he'd burned her with a cigarette. Yeah, it felt like a bee sting, didn't it? He replied. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This just gets... A crime lab analysis found the fluid to be semen and DNA linked to a grocery store assault. Wow. There's too many layers to this. There is way too many layers. Imagine having to... And I feel bad for the woman. I don't wish this upon anybody, but like, imagine having to be in the crime lab for that one. Okay? Imagine having this case slid across your desk and be like, "Well, we got an interesting one for you today, detective." And he has to read this and be like, "What am I doing? I got into this to like bring down drug lords, and now I got to chase around some dickhead that wants to do this kind of activities on his spare time." My God. Welcome to the force, Captain. Jesus fucking, what a wild man. What is he doing? Silly Willy out here. Unreal. Let's get off this topic. It's I'm going to jail myself for this. I'm going to fucking jail after this one. If this gets in the hands of the authorities, all right, I am gone. If you don't see a podcast up for a little while, throw some money in my, what is it, like the canteen? Your canteen money or whatever the fuck, whatever. I've never been to jail. I don't plan on going to, but throw, so your boy can get a few honey buns up in the joint. That's all I'm asking. Just so I can get a few honey buns up in that son of a bitch. I'm just saying. Just saying. That's all. Help a brother out, you know? Send me some mail that I can read and write back. If I go missing for at least 2 weeks, I'm gone. This one landed me in the hammer. All the other shit I did before, we'll let it slide. But this right here, this one's the one to end me. Wow. I was noticing the other day, speaking of more garbage, all right? Okay, so hear me out, fellas. You know, we have specific things that we like. We like sports, right? You like action movies from the 90s. It's just the way we are. Guys that listen to this are into old school wrestling. They love fucking Rambo, Rocky, The Terminator. We like that old hair metal. You're probably into hair metal, right? But the things that we view on TV are much different than our significant others, all right? I'm not one for garbage reality television, but my old lady loves it. She is just adores the Housewives of LA, or the Real House, whatever it's called. A bunch of crabby cunts sitting around in designer fucking with designer purses on the table, drinking $3,000 bottles of wine, and somehow they still have fucking problems. I can't stand it, right? It drives me mental. I cannot watch this shit. It is, I will say, I will give credit where it is due. It is highly entertaining, and it makes me feel a lot better than about myself watching these stupid bitches. I know, I am not that stupid to think that their real life is like that. It's reality television. It's scripted. This is to suck you all in. It's all a work. It's like wrestling. All right, this is the female version of wrestling. All right, we just know that wrestling is somewhat fake. Somewhat fake. It's sports entertainment. You know, there's a storyline to it. It's theater, but way better. Way fucking better. Right? We understand that. We can address that. But it's just, oh my God. It is too much. But so what I'm getting at is I sat down and I watched an episode. She's like, okay, well, I'll show you something of the show. We'll watch the first episode of the first season. And I'm like, okay, I'll give it a whirl. I'll give it a whirl. So we're sitting there. She turns this on. And in the intro, I'm watching this. And I got my dude brain on. I'm noticing things, right, in my mind. It's things that skirt right past her. She's too interested in the fucking bitches that are going to whine and cry about how their Merlot wasn't chilled to a certain degrees Celsius, you know? You know it's coming. No pun intended to the earlier topic. Okay, moving on. But they just did something so fucking dirty. It just blew my mind, right? It blew my goddamn mind that the editor and whoever oversees the whole production of this show let this fly. In the intro, right, in the opening credits of the show, they always have that, you know, the monologue. And it's going, you can be the toast of the town one day and a nobody the next. And as they're doing, like, the toast of the town, it shows them all, like, laughing like maniacs around a table about some shitty joke and be like, remember when Crystal decided to wear last year's Dior to the pancake breakfast that we have in our backyard? You know, like, it's like some joke that you look at, like, these people are fucking mental. And then when it cuts to nobody the next, it cuts to a clip of a guy mashing potatoes, all right? He's making mashed potatoes. This is what these sons of bitches view as a nobody. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was mind blown at that point. I was like, you got to stop that. Rewind it. She's like, what? What's so funny? I'm like, I'm losing it. Over here, I'm fucking looking at her like, you didn't catch that? You didn't catch that. They did this guy so dirty. This guy is in the back piecing together a 6-course meal for these motherfuckers, okay? He's working his ass off. I don't know his backstory, but I'm guessing that he doesn't want to be doing this right now for a bunch of rich cunts that are sitting there being very unappreciative of what the work that goes into, so that way these stupid cunts can sit there and sip expensive martinis and feel like they're somebody, you know? So this is their way of feeling. But this guy wakes up. I'm going to assume that he's got a family. He's got kids to feed. He's got shit to do. You think he wants to be sitting there mashing potatoes for, what's that girl's name? Lisa something. Lisa. I can't remember. A bunch of Botoxed bitches. No, I highly doubt whatever it is that he's making that day, especially the mashed potatoes, okay? A nobody the next, they cut to him mashing potatoes. To me, now, I come from a white trash family, okay? We're white trash as it gets. To me, that is like, that right there is top tier shit. The person that's making the meal, I'm stoked. I'm like, hell yeah. You want to belly up and get some of that in you. Going to want to try the potatoes. Grandma put a splash of vanilla coconut milk in it this year. I don't know what that means, but I know what I'm excited to try it. Where are these bitches? The editor of the show cut this in and did this guy fucking dirty. Could you imagine? It's like him sitting there watching this with his old lady. You know what I mean? I'm saying you know what I mean a lot in this. I know you know what I mean. I'll try to be a little more conscious about what the fuck I'm trying to address. But this guy is probably sitting there after making his old lady, like me, watch John Wick for the fourth time. And finally, you're like, hey, do you want to put like one of your shows on? I don't mind. I'll just mindlessly watch it. And he puts this on. Thankfully, they didn't put his face in it. And he looks and he just sees this and he goes, wow. Wow. Thanks a lot, fucking bitches. You lowbrow cunts. You maniacs. A nobody in your eyes is somebody who's making your meals. You bitches. You fucking sniz buckets. Just a waste of good air. Holy shit. I think I'm insane for, like, spotting that out. I also kind of find it funny. You know, this is what these assholes up in Hollywood see as a nobody. Me, you know, the boys get together. You know, the guy, like, if somebody's making the meal and we're sitting around drinking beer, you know, let's put this, like, if one, say your old lady's mashing the potatoes in the kitchen, right? She's mashing the potatoes. When have you ever looked at her and said, what a fucking nobody? Mm-mm. Not you. You're a man of culture, a man of status. You understand reality. You get what's going on here. You look at her. You're looking at her mashing the potatoes, and you get a glimpse of her ass cheek, you know? Maybe she's doing it with the T-shirt on and the thong on, and it's like, you got a kind of night together. She's gonna whip up a little something for us, right? She's mashing the potatoes, and you get it like when she leans down to grab the milk off the bottom shelf and to mix the milk into the mashed potatoes, and you get a glimpse of the ass cheek. All of a sudden, your brain starts firing, be like, fuck, what a woman. I should just go over there and bury my face right between those cheeks. My God, does that look good? Mashing potatoes, I get, oh, fuck, what a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. Never in your life. Now flip the script, ladies. Flip the script. Say your man, after you had a day, you come home, what's he doing? He's mashing potatoes. He's putting together a little meal. He says, you know what, babe, you had a rough one today. I'm going to take care of you, all right? What are you thinking, laying on the couch? You're watching Housewives. That intro fucking blows by. You didn't even catch that. You didn't even catch the intro. Not like me. I caught it right away. You've watched that show how many fucking times? That intro, this seven women that listen to this probably don't even fucking watch Housewives. I don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But whatever fucking television show that you're watching, it probably has a dig at in the intro somewhere, and I will find out. Let's say you kick up the feet. Go have a quick bath, honey. Now come out, and you're doing the T-shirt and the thong. We all love that. Every guy likes that. There's not a dude on this planet. Let's address the elephant in the room. Let's talk about that, all right? Okay? There's not a dude on this planet that when you come out in the baggy T-shirt and thong underneath, that is prime. That is great real estate. That's beachfront property in our head. Fresh out the shower, right? Long day, fresh out the shower, T-shirt, thong, couch. We're in. That right there is that's peak, okay? Yeah, the fucking ballroom dress, the tits perked up. Mm-mm. No, because then like when you see her, right, walking out in your favorite, you know, she's throwing on one of your old Motley Crue t-shirts, right? You got your old, maybe my old Dirty Bastard shirt. That's what I'm wearing today. I got an old Dirty Bastard shirt. She throws that on, right? It's a little tattered, a little worn, but, you know, you've broken it in. It's one of your favorite tees. She also likes it because it's comfortable and it's baggy, fits perfect. She comes out in your t-shirt. That's just a symbol. That's a symbol. You know, dogs piss on fire hydrants. Yes, this is how men know. We connect in our head that we know that you're locked in. You get it. You're here. We're an item. We're rocking this shit. You're coming out in my goddamn Motley Crue t-shirt with the thong on. Cheeks just barely, you know, you're getting a quarter of cheek, right? As she walks by and goes in, you're mashing potatoes, looking, being like, oh, I wish I was mashing that. Oh, yeah, I'm getting some tonight. Oh, yeah. The potatoes ain't the only thing getting mashed tonight, babe. I'll tell you that right now for free. You sling that out from the kitchen. Be like, I'm seeing what's going on there, and I like it. Throw on the show, all right? Get primed up. Get comfortable because you're not in about fucking 45 minutes. You're going to be getting stretched out. Not the vagina. I'm just saying like your legs are going to be around like your ears or something like that. I got to like position the vag in a way where I can get that little stinger in there as deep as I can. You know, we're not working with much. We're a drilling rig short a couple sticks. That's all I'm going to say. You know, we're not penetrating oil too often, but when we do, that means the legs are by the ears. It's 100% true. You know, we're not throwing around a lot of hog, but we're throwing around just enough to keep you around to have you walk out in the Motley Crue t-shirt with the cheeks just barely showing. And that's when the mashing potatoes kicks in. Okay. And you're starting to fucking hit the potatoes. You're like, holy shit. You just fucking, oh my God. Hell yeah. It's okay to love your lady, fellas. It's okay to love your lady. Not a damn thing wrong, you know? Nobody else has to love her but you. Treat her good. But then, on the flip side, ladies, nothing I respect more. I don't know why I'm going off on this tirade. We started out with that intro, but now we're into this. I segued off. We do that on this show sometimes. This isn't scripted, by the way. I don't know how I got here, but we're here, and we're going to talk about it. It's dude shit. You know, somebody said, hey, more dude shit. This is dude shit right here. This is how a dude's brain works. I don't care what anybody says. This is how a dude's brain works. And I'll argue it till the end of time. There's just certain little images in your head subconsciously that when you see, it fires you up, right? It fires you up. Everybody's different, but we all, okay? We all can agree that the fresh out of the shower, your t-shirt move on the couch in the thong, or even the booty shorts, it don't matter. Just a little cheek hanging out at the bottom of the tee does it for me. I didn't mean to rhyme that either. I'm just saying. It's not a big ask. Dudes are easy to please. We're some of the easiest guys to please. Not the richest, not the poorest. We got exactly what you need to have a good life. You know, if you want to set eyes on the rich and famous, by all means, look away. But gentlemen, tell me I'm wrong. That's all I'm going to say. Tell me I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong on this one. We're like-minded, you know? To somebody, your old lady might be a 10, right? She might be a 10. In somebody else's eyes, she's a 6. Somebody else might come around and be like, oh, she's a fucking hard 3 at best. It don't matter. It just matters what you think in your head. It's okay to be a little, you know, you can be a little fucking gay from time to time. Not all the time. You know, you get there's a way of doing it. There's just a way of doing it. Like that PDA lovey-dovey shit, I'm not a fan of. The gentlemen I hang around with are quite similar to me. We have these compliments and way that we say things that it gets the point across without having to be like, darling, your eyes light up like the moon sky with 1,000 luminance, 1,000 watts of power when you make love to me. You know, like that shit. And be like, our version of that is like looking at me like, fuck. The tits look fabulous in that t-shirt. You know, the buns are looking hella tight in those jeans. You know, like we just have compliments. Like that's us saying like we love you. Okay. I'm still with it. I'm still in the game here. I'm looking at you like the woman that you are. All right. My words aren't good enough to write a fucking poem. They're not. There's not a guy that listens to this shit that can sit there and pull out some Shakespeare style bullshit out of his ass in a moment's time and recognize romance when it's needed to be recognized. No, we ruin that moments with dumb shit that we say, but that's what makes us us. That's what makes a dude a fucking dude, okay? You got a sense of humor to you. You wake up, you know, fucking, you do silly things. Like, you'll purposely, if you're kicking the sheets off before you gotta, like, go to work in the morning, you know, you'll do something where you're like, fold it over just to get a glimpse of her tits before you head to work. You're not bothering her. You're not bothering her. You just flip the blanket over, get a look. You get that dumb, like, it's almost like a Down syndrome kid getting ice cream. That's how you look at her cans. You just kind of have a little bit of drool and snap out of it. Go get in the shower. But you're kind enough to put the blanket back. The kind of dudes that listen to this shit. This is the small, minuscule things that we do, that we unpack. These are the things that I think about, right? I know I'm a maniac. I know I'm a maniac for thinking this way, but it's...
What's our time stamp?
We're getting close. We're getting close. We're chewing up some time. But that's just... how my noodle works, and I'm picking up these little things that I do. And it's funny. I'd imagine that you notice some shit that you do that just helps you get through your day. Like the waking up in the morning and you kick the blanket over just enough to see your cans before you go to work. You look at it like the Down syndrome kid getting ice cream. You put the blanket back because you're not an asshole. Because you're not an asshole. Before you head to work, you just needed to see a little glimpse of the tatas to make sure that you go to fucking work with a smile on your face and that you're not thinking about doing yourself in that evening, you know? It's just some dude shit. Only dudes will understand that move and why we do it. It's to keep you sane, all right? It's to keep you sane. You ain't hurt nobody. So what? Took a gander. Not a fucking thing wrong with that. It's not like you're groping her while she's sleeping or nothing. You just, and this is your old lady here. She sleeps with the cans out. You took a lick. You took a look. You're not snapping pictures, putting them on the fucking internet. No, this is going in your mind. Your mind. When you go to fire up that dozer or fire up that work truck or whatever that drive is into work, maybe you're listening to this. Maybe you're not. I don't know. But one thing we do know, you did that move, and now you have, as I'm talking about it, it's bringing back the flood of memories when you've done this, right? And now you have a smile on your face. You're welcome, because you're kind of listening to me, but you're thinking of her cans. Or maybe there was a time and a place where, you had a one-night stand. Or, maybe your ex had a great set, great caboose on her, and you just took a gander at it every morning before you left for work. And right now, we're not going to be mad at an ex over that shit. Just smile and remember. Smile and remember. That was a great... just respect it. Just respect and appreciate it. That's all we can do. We don't got to be the my ex is a bitch. Don't be that guy. Nobody likes that guy. Guy's a loser. So what? She's a bitch. Just go back in the memory and remember the jugs. That's all you got to do. Don't remember the attitude behind the jugs. Don't think about anything past the rib cage. Just think of that. How much better is your day now? How much better is your day? I think I got, another 10 minutes or so? What's that timestamp? One day I'm going to have TVs in here. One day this podcast studio is going to really shine. Getting the lighting figured out, though, eh, gents? Huh, lads? Getting the lighting figured out. Slowly but surely, we are getting the lighting figured out. We'll get there. And when we do, it's all thanks to you. All thanks to those that sub to the Patreon. All thanks to those who've bought merch. Anybody else can go fuck themselves. I'm joking. But those are really the ones to thank, because that's the only way I could buy some of this shit. So if you're not buying merch... Or tickets to a show, God Almighty. God. God almighty. Oh, fuck. What am I doing? You idiot. Fan question. Let's get into it. This is a good one. We're going to go over time, so this is going to be a longer episode, I have a feel like. Okay. All right. I'm going to say the beginning of this just to pump my ego a little bit. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. I piss my pants every week listening. I've got two shirts as well. Minty merch. You hear that? It's right there. I'm not even making it up. I covered his name to make sure that, because he asked, whatever. Podcast question. A buddy of mine got married young and had a child with his high school sweetheart. Sadly, she passed away about a year ago of cancer. Since then, my same buddy has knocked up her younger sister. Question is, when is the correct time to tell the parents and the family? Please keep my name out. Wow. I feel like this is a cover. The classic, like, hey, asking for a friend. Can I see your pussy lips? That's definitely a cover. I smell some CIA bullshit when I see it, you know? But that's not why we're here. We're not to nitpick at this guy. We're here to answer the question. Basically, redneck Dr. Phil over here. That's where we're at. All right, a buddy of mine got married, high school sweetheart. Sadly, she passed away a year ago of cancer. God rest her soul. We're not going to make fun of that. But since then, my same buddy has not... You know what? He's got a flavor. What do you want me to say? This guy's got a flavor. Your buddy, right? Your buddy has a flavor. He's got a style. He likes the family. Maybe he's in. Is it going to be a bumpy road? I think so, you know? It's going to be weird in the beginning, but I'll tell you what, it's, I think over time, people just stop caring, you know? It's like everything. I don't think they'll give a shit. If he's a good guy, he's got a flavor, you know? He likes cherry popsicles. He's stuck with the cherry popsicle. He didn't want to go to grape. He didn't want to go to orange. He has a flavor, likes the family. Apparently likes, well, you know. I'd get out of the way as early as possible, personally, because it's the longer you wait, the longer that time of like that awkwardness of everybody adjusting to your buddy being the dad and having a kid with, you know, the one, like, does he have kids? I wish I got a little more out of this. It's an octopus. Oh, yeah, never mind. Got married and married young and had a child. So he's already had a child with the aunt. Now he moved on. Holy shit, this is a web. Wow. But here's what I say. Hear me out. Because it's going to be weird, okay? You knocked up the sister. The one passed away and you went up and knocked the other sister, okay? That's going to be some strange dancing around. That's some weird waters to wade in, you know? It's going to be fucking wild for a bit. I would say tell them as soon as possible. Be like, look, this happened. Now, if these two plan on staying together... Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on here. If these two plan on staying together... It is. It's going to be wild in the beginning. It's going to be rocky, you know? It's going to take some adjustment because it's like, well, what the fuck? Were they fucking the whole time? There's going to be a lot of questions, too, on top of that. There's going to be a lot of questions on whether or not you two were fucking or your buddy was fucking. I think it's him. I think it's him still. Your buddy was banging this chick while they were together. Well, you know, like, was he banging her while she was passing on? Because that would be fucked up. And if the family kind of exiles you, you kind of just got to accept it at that point. You know, you can't sit there and fault them. Is it a scumbag move? I don't know. I don't think so. Granted, she'd already passed and she's already died. And then you and her, or your buddy and her, then go on to have a child together. Now that's a whole different scenario. So I would say if that's the case and it happened afterwards and not right away, then yeah, I would say get it out of the way. Just be like, look, this happened. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You're going to have to deal with the family regardless because you have a child with the, you know, these are grandparents. The grandparents are still going to want to see the child and want something to do with it, you know? If anything, this was the smartest move you could have possibly did to stay in the family. My God, why didn't I see that out of the gate? You know, if the grandparents are thinking about this logically, right? Instead of being mad and letting emotions take over and be like, are you serious? Are you serious? You moved from one to the other? The grandparents should look at it as a selfish human being and be like, really? You know, well, let's be honest. Let's cut it how it is. Your buddy, right? Your buddy. Maybe he's got a good kid. Maybe this kid is good, right? And they're thinking like, oh, we already got one good grandchild. Why not two? This guy obviously produces half-decent children that we enjoy being around. We really like them. They're polite. They come in. They take their shoes off at the door. They don't scream or kick or yell. They go and play in the backyard. They help grandpa pick tomatoes in the garden. You know, they help grandma weed the garden. Good kids. All around good kids. Why wouldn't we? Why would we go and test a new car, right? Let's say they're a Ford family. They love the Explorer. They've been getting an Explorer their whole life. Why would you move on over to the Tahoe? This guy's already producing good kids. Why would you change up the brand for the off chance that you get a shitty grandkid, you know? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm thinking that I'd look at this in a selfish manner if I'm the family. Be like, all right, yeah, he's a good guy. We already like him. He was already in. The sussing out process and figuring him out and all this other shit that you got to do, you know? We get too fucking amped up these days. We let our emotions take over and we get angry about things we can't control. So what? So what? Guy has a flavor. Like I said, cherry popsicle. Same with the grandparents. Love the Ford Explorer. Why the fuck wouldn't we just keep this ball moving, you know? I moved to a newer model. You know, I just moved to the newer, the old car. The motor died. What do you want me to do? That was God's choice, not mine. And here we are today to discuss it. So what did this young guy do? He went and just, he liked the situation and he didn't want to change it up. What do you want me to say? I kind of applaud that behavior, quite honestly. He just looked at this and he thought to himself, you know what? Fuck it. I'm home. I like this. I like you people. I like, if anything, you know, I could see them being mad for like 2 months. And then after that, it's just business as usual, right? There's weirder things that have happened. There's weirder things that have happened in this world. So to sit here and be angry that this guy is giving you another grandchild, for one, you ungrateful bastards. And then on top, you don't got to go through the whole process of being fake nice to a new boyfriend, you know? You don't got to go through the process of pretending to give a shit, you know, having to do the fake intimidation that nobody gets scared of because, you know, the old man ain't going to fucking shoot you. Well, maybe. Probably in some circumstances it's happened to some of you, but, you know, like the fake, you break her heart, I'll break your neck. Okay. Settle down there, you senior citizen. Christ almighty, you can barely get out of your recliner. I'd fucking lay you out. All right, it's done. It's over. Shut up. Okay? There's none of that. You got to skip all of that. You don't got to update the model. You got to... It's working. It worked with the last daughter. Why won't it work with this one? You know? Clearly, if the family likes him, what's the issue here? What's the issue? The guy likes to sling a little hog. He's got a flavor. He does, apparently. Good on him. Good on him. That's like best case scenario, too, because now you don't have to do that awkward, like, you're still showing. Like, what if you got a new girlfriend, right? New girlfriend and the grandparents, you're still connected to the family. It's, if anything, this is honestly the best case scenario. I can't think of it a better one. I can't think of a better one because then, like, the awkwardness of, like, say this guy, your buddy, then gets a new wife, a new girlfriend, whatever, new baby mama. There's going to be arguments that that guy's going to have that are unnecessary, right? Because that part of the family still wants something to do with that child, obviously. It's their blood. It's their family. For Christmases and shit, you know? They get to go over there and visit. And obviously, the dude's going to have to go. Do they accept the other woman? And now the woman, yo, I don't like going over there for the family. All that shit that you'll have to hear as a dude, as a guy, all that fucking argument. Easter dinner rolls around and be like, oh yeah, we got to go over and we just got to pop in and say hi. I'm not going there. That's your baby mama. You're fucking. Blah, blah, blah. So this guy. Oh my God. Oh, dude, this sucks. I just got a notification on my phone. Influential comedian and former SNL Weekend Update anchor Norm MacDonald has died at 61. Dude, that sucks. Oh, man. That's fucking shitty. Oh, that's a bummer. Well, I just brought the episode down to close it out. Fuck. But yeah, no, this guy's... We'll move past that. That sucks, man. That guy. What was I saying? Right. No, all the arguments and shit that you... There's going to be like 2 months of rocky road. And once you get through that rocky road, it's smooth sailing. As long as the relationship lasts. And you got two kids with both their daughters. That's kind of hilarious if you think about it. But what else is it? You know? Do you fault them? No. I think this guy played it out. Yeah, it's just an easier, smooth sailing path for the rest of his days if he sticks with this woman. You know? Yeah, it's best case scenario. He's already, the kid's accustomed to the family. You know, now we moved. It's not even that weird if you think about it. There's weirder shit. There's way weirder shit. But if I'm him, I would tell the family right away, get it out of the way, get the rocky road out of the way. Get the bumpy fucking bullshit, all the awkward conversations that you're going to have, like, well, how long has this been going on? Was this accident? Are you guys going to stick together? Blah, 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 blah. And all that weird shit. All that weird shit will go away in about 2-3 months. If that tops. 2-3 months. And then the parents are just going to be like, we're slowly dying. Why do we care? You know? But I say... Best case scenario, he doesn't got to deal with another girlfriend that's going to be in his fucking ear about him going on family dinners and all that other shit. He's also knocked up the other sister. So, yeah, I'd get it out of the way. I'd get it out of the way as soon as possible. Get the conversations rolling. Get the family back on the side. And if they don't, whatever. Fuck it. If you two are happy, who gives a shit? You don't got to fucking hang out with these people if you don't want to. You know, you don't owe them jack shit. Other than you knocked up their daughter and they might want to see their grandchildren from time to time. Other than that, live your fucking life.